raised in the inner city, exiled from her home country, and now one of Jamaica's most powerful women in politics and music. Olivia Atavia St. Veronica Grange, or Babsy, grew up in Western Kingston, two blocks away from the Coronation Market. Despite the hardships around her, Olivia grew up a happy child, never lacking, because of the sense of community that existed among neighborhood members. But what's the story behind the name Babsy?
Members of the family wanted to name me. Well, of course, my father selected the name Olivia, and a grand aunt who lived in Cuba wanted me named Atavia. So this aunt of mine, who wanted to call me Barbara, they said, "I'm sorry, but there's no more room." She told them, she said, "Listen, I know what I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her Babsy." Well, you know what has happened since. Babsy is the name that everybody knows me as. And so the name Babsy now is a brand.
Being constantly around people, Babsy developed an interest in social outreach even as a child, and serving others came naturally to her. She was, however, unaware that this innate desire was laying the foundation for a career in politics.
Family wasn't only people who were related to you by blood, so to speak, but people who were around you. I would say the family of West Kingston. I was always helping people, sharing with people. And I think that is the reason why I ended up in politics.
But don't make the mistake of calling her a politician. Maybe the term philanthropist or humanitarian would suit her better. It was never her dream to enter into politics, but fate would have it otherwise.
But I did not want to be a politician. In fact, I don't like being called a politician. I saw myself as a community worker, a social worker, someone who brings people together rather than divide.
It is important to show appreciation for good work. Take a stroll through central St. Catherine and listen to the songs of praise echoed for Babsy's almost two decades of service. And what of her service to the music industry? Like many legends that have come out of West Kingston, music and culture were etched in her DNA. The Victors Youth Club, started by former Prime Minister Edward Siaga, was where she started to hone her interest in the arts.
That club was the hub for young people and youth activities. We operated out of Chacomo Lawn, which is historic in the evolution of Jamaican music because it was a dancehall property.
The location was converted to a community center where Babsy would perfect her skills, leading to a successful career as a music producer in both Jamaica and Canada. She is responsible for guiding the career of notable Jamaican artists Shabba Ranks, Lady Patra, and Mad Cobra. Under her guidance, Shabba Ranks had the distinction of being the first dancehall artist to be signed by an international record label when he inked a recording contract with Epic Records in 1991. He went on to win two Grammy Awards. Miss Grange has served as arts, cultural, and executive director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, parliamentary secretary, minister of information, youth, sports, and culture, and currently, she's the opposition spokesperson covering that portfolio. Olivia Babsy Grange has made outstanding contributions to the Jamaican music industry, rendering outstanding public service to the people of Jamaica while serving as a Minister of Government, Junior Minister of Government, Senator, and Member of Parliament. We congratulate her on receiving the national honor of Commander of the Order of Distinction. She will be presented with her insignia on National Heroes Day, October 19, at a ceremony on the lawns of King's House starting at 9 a.m. We salute you.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.